KTNN, Window Rock, Tohatchee, Page.
Mueller testimony, new defense secretary. I'm Ann Cates. Former special counsel Robert Mueller will testify before two House committees tomorrow on his Russia probe findings. Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports President Trump is pushing GOP lawmakers to fire back at Mueller.
He doesn't just want no new information, no unflattering headlines. He also wants Republicans to be able to turn this around on Robert Mueller while he appears on Capitol Hill tomorrow and essentially be able to put the heat back on him. And he tweeted that as much on Monday, saying that he wants them to ask about those deleted text messages between two of the people who worked on his team for a previous amount of time. He really essentially wants to change the narrative from focusing on just the president and instead back on the FBI and the Department of Justice.
There's a new defense secretary.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
A confirmation required vacancy is now filled after 7 months. Mark Esper, an Army veteran and former defense industry lobbyist, won 90-8 Senate approval.
It is an honor of a lifetime to be appointed Secretary of Defense and to lead the greatest military in history.
President Trump attended the ceremony here, having sped up the resignation of Secretary James Mattis because of policy disputes and seeing his next choice, Patrick Shanahan, withdraw from the process over family matters. Bob Costantini, the White House.
The Senate has approved a measure to permanently endow the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Comedian and activist John Stewart, who is on Capitol Hill today for the vote, says he's proud to stand with all the 9/11 first responders.
This has been the honor of my life to work with the men and women behind me. Today it's about the heart of James Adroga and Joe, and the integrity of Ray Pfeiffer, and the courage of Lou Alvarez, and the tenacity of John Feel.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 177 points. I'm Ann Cates.
KTNN, Window Rock, Tohatchee, Pinedale.
Yana na tela ar das na tsangi do khyar ko jan naras ok gizgi istkhar da wosh dal khela ko do yalla shail de do shin ape ni che te da hol zito lil do adon khilin da hal na do lil adon da sadnat ade ba ade na ri dis khilin zan go e ade ba sadnat ade lil isha ko ta ade ya ko do shin ya na ta ne che ha da hat zito lil nast e na khitsa bi asai ti ti che bi sasat texting only 928-871-4487 if you have any questions.
Bob, thank you so much for having us on the show. Shike doshe dine'e, she'e Brian Parrish, yinashe. Irish Nishle, Irish Bashishchin, Akotego Biligana Nishle, Ha'a Bia de Shedishche, Kintani De Kehushta, Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise, Bah Nashnish, Akyehe. Joining me today are two members of our team, and I'd like to invite them to introduce themselves.
Oh, Yat Ehla, she Michelle Crankenshire, Ado Katnessa Ninish Thornash, Ejatkapahe Bashishin, Ado Tashache, Yadine Turichini, Ado Tashanala 8 Lizathana, Ada Asit Nashade 8 Nanahasan Olia, Adain Lake Lanade, Ada Nashnish, Navajo Gaming Enterprise, Aba Nashnish, Ado Executive Director of Communications and Public Relations, Ashanan Nishish, with Ella the Nesanish.
Ayat Eshiro Kudota, Kenneth Mary Boy, Nivet, Ashimpi Tohaho, Lodo, Adot Eya in Sado, Tanas Nadinsta, Adanaki, Odo, Tanas and Hoganza, Ando, Ado is Nansa, the Adok San Juan County Commissioner, though, Ado Nivet, Medicine Man Association, Ajo de Sinansa, the Ishin Kudona, Johnson, then he get a hand, so she bet, Besta will net obey, it will net all this.
To start off, I would like to say a special ahyehe to the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise team, our Naun Neshek. We have an outstanding team that supports five of our different business units in New Mexico and Arizona. And the successes that this organization has been able to create and generate would not be possible without each one of our team members. So to each one of you out there listening, thank you so much. I'd also like to take a moment and recognize our board of directors. They work very closely with our entire team, and they help us create a vision and a direction for moving the enterprise forward. So we're grateful to those leaders. Also like to say a special thank you to Navajo Nation leadership, 23rd and 24th Navajo Nation councils, and also President Nez and Vice President Leiser. We have been very fortunate to have support and assistance on a broad number of issues from leadership, and that's been instrumental in helping this organization as well. And then today, can't forget to say a special thank you to KTNN, Mr. Troy Little, the general manager here, and then also to our host, Navajo Bob. So, Bob, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. If we may, we'd like to just start off and share a little bit of information with our audience tonight. There's a lot of information out there about Navajo gaming that tells our story, and we want to make sure that we share that with you this evening. Like to start off by just giving a little bit of background information. It was some of the first federal legislation that was enacted back in 1988 to really, which was a great opportunity for all of Indian country, and that was what was called the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. And that started the proliferation, the spread of gaming, not only in commercial in Las Vegas and Atlantic City, but also in Indian country. Yes, sir. It's important to share that with the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, what that did was opened up all of Indian country to be able to operate casinos on their own trust lands. This was very, very important for providing income and jobs and economic development so that the nations could take ownership of their own self-governance, their own self-determination, and also creating economic interdependence. And we say interdependence, that means because we're able to work with other neighboring tribes and communities. Our goal has always been to create the rising tide effect. The rising tide raises all boats and all communities. This has worked very well with the gaming industry because gaming is proven to be an industry and an enterprise that works very well in both rural and also city types of locations. So it generates a lot of revenue, a lot of jobs, and invites people onto Indian country so that they have the opportunity to experience the culture and learn more about the individual tribes and Native American nations.
Ako nijono ko eya e deji ako nijedo ko do e khan sa ko shin ta iga inil tang ko do eya e be
Gaming creates a wide range and variety of jobs and career opportunities in the Indian country, not just on positions in slot operations or casino operations, but food and beverage, hotel operations, accounting, finance, security, and lots of other areas. It creates very rewarding jobs and opportunities for Navajo Nation team members and membership to take on careers and provide for their families, provide benefits and income so that they can improve the quality of life for themselves, their families, and their loved ones. Gaming works well because it attracts monies from outside trust lands as people come in to experience the culture and learn more about Indian country. For the Navajo Nation gaming enterprise, we presently generate 65% of our revenues from residents who live outside of Navajo. This is a good number, and we're very pleased with it, but we believe with all the new business development that we're focused on, we're going to be able to continue to increase that number even higher. The Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise presently employs approximately 1,200 team members, of which 86% are members of the Navajo Nation. Our Navajo Nation team members also represent about 75% of our management ranks. We're very, very pleased with this, and we have a very robust succession plan in place to continue to train and develop our Navajo team members to reach the highest levels of positions within this enterprise. Our team members call home of 103 of 110 chapters across the Navajo Nation. So we have a broad representation across all of Navajo of our team at all of our different properties. We provide healthcare benefits to all of our team members and their dependents. We provide yearly tuition reimbursement for college up to $7,500 per year. We also have extensive training and online instructional courses that team members can take on their own time or during work hours, schedules permitting. We create individual development plans for all of our team members and help them cross-train and learn about other areas of the business, so if they'd like to change careers, they have the opportunity to do so. The Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise commissioned an independent economic study to find out what the true financial impact and economic impact has been of this enterprise for the Navajo Nation. We're pleased to report that in our first 8 years of operation, we were responsible for creating over 7,600 jobs. and also $1.3 billion in economic output. And that was for the years 2008 through 2016. We're presently having the study updated to include the last 2 years of operations, which have been our two best years as well. I'm sure that a number of Navajo Nation members are interested in understanding where the profits go that are generated by this enterprise. Over the past 10 years, we can share with you that this enterprise has repaid the Navajo Nation Master Trust Fund $154 million in interest and principal payments that go back into the Master Trust Fund. That trust fund is very important. It was set up years and years ago by Navajo Nation leadership to make sure that there was a strong and bright and vibrant financial future that laid ahead for all of Navajo Nation membership.
Navajo Commission, Dikudo, Nanishan Shaju, Aja, it called Iggy Bigit, Asad at the Mills Sotoba and Ha, Susan Sagi Pui, now on the way not Dean, Dick at the Hagina Dido, Sazata, Haha, Bigit, a Connella, Aya, A Hans, Sagoshi, Kudo, Nanishat, Ido in the A Yalnal Tandigi, Hagulai, and De, Jot Avan Sakis. A quote, Kudo Yaint, any master trust fund, isn't it? The large Kudo Yals and Neligi Kudo Ykates, Ygijoi, as behind Dato Hans of Shin Kudo, A. C. and Degi Benaon, no A. Moyen, his noun, Anna.
In addition to the monies that the nation invests in the master trust fund, which are very, very important for securing that bright financial future, the nation is also focused on creating economic development and jobs at home, which is one of the reasons that leadership chose to go ahead and invest in the Navajo Nation gaming enterprise approximately 11 years ago. That was very, very important because even if the economy goes up and down and the value of the Master Trust Fund goes up and down, it's important to have jobs and economic output at home across the Navajo Nation. The Navajo Nation is one of the only enterprises, the only tribes in Indian country that has the resources to be able to finance and develop five different business units, including four casino operations, during the economic recession that took place in 2008 and 2009. While much of the country was struggling with trying to figure out how to keep their heads above water, the Navajo Nation was growing and focused on economic development during a very challenging time.
So the now that long hold just give you your hands, so we see Ado Benach Jordan Nep, Banazo Z, a co Neve, Hans of Saint Aho was Ado Adonan San Shad Bahwin, Nigi, Oyet Anan, Agit, in his hold just in his thousand. Tata Aya eight on a great Tacon, the Ado House, and what eat our yard when his son asked. So, even as a bonsa case or a AD could on a bear honey, then he could on his cousin, and he put on a way not dinner, not this a pina, haye, not on us, Nast ena, haye, big is it, but a carnal cow, AD could be getting it, EGAD begil, nestorly, on a way who was on the judge and no whom AA is shady nazi lad.
So, now looking forward for the next 5 years, 2019 to 2023. The Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise is scheduled to pay another $58 million in interest to the Master Trust Fund, as well as another $35 million in loan principal. This totals approximately $95 million, and that will be going back into the Master Trust Fund for the financial security of future generations. We're very pleased and proud to be part of the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise, and we respect Navajo Nation leadership's vision looking forward to provide for a very bright future for the Navajo people, the Diné people. Another payment that the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise makes is monies that are directed into the Gaming Distribution Fund. Most recently, you may have seen that the enterprise provided another $5 million payment to the Navajo Nation. This brings our total payments to the Gaming Distribution Fund up to $23.3 million over the past 10 years. This money goes into this gaming distribution fund, and it is under the oversight of the Navajo Nation Council and Navajo Nation leadership. That fund exists in order for the chapters to be able to apply for funding through an established application process for economic development projects and other needs within their individual chapters. In addition to the payments to the Gaming Distribution Fund, the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise also makes payments to the Navajo Nation Department of Public Safety in order to support law enforcement, fire protection, and emergency services that are provided not only to the casinos, but the local chapters and communities nearby. This is very, very important. We have excellent working relationships with Director Del Mar and all of the district commanders. And we'd like to say a special ahehe to the Navajo Nation Police Department and Navajo Nation Fire Department, as well as the paramedics and assistance that we receive at all of our locations. They serve very unselfishly, and they provide wonderful service to all of us. So thank you again for all your assistance. In addition, we've also paid over $16 million to the Navajo Nation in sales tax. Those are important revenues that go to the Navajo Nation to support a variety of different projects. We've also paid $6.4 million in business site lease payments back to the Navajo Nation. Again, those monies go back to the nation and the general fund so that those can be utilized for improving the quality of life of Navajo people, the Diné people. In addition, we've paid $7.4 million in land lease transfers, where we've brought land into trust after we've purchased it and transferred ownership to that of those lands to the Navajo Nation. Finally, we've made another payment to the Navajo Nation healthcare plan of $3.3 million last year to help cover the rising costs of healthcare for everybody on Navajo. Another payment that, or two payments that we're very proud of, are revenue sharing payments that we make to the states of New Mexico and Arizona. These are very important because the nation partners with those states in order to operate gaming within these borders. Those payments are used for a variety of purposes, but for the betterment of all of the peoples living in the states of Arizona and New Mexico. So to summarize quickly, all these different items that we just shared with you total over $276 million in payments that the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise has been able to make back to the Navajo Nation, and then also to, in a smaller portion, to the states of Arizona and New Mexico, again, to benefit the citizens of those states and the counties and in Indian country. We'd also like to share some of our very important partnerships that the gaming enterprise has with Navajo Nation Arts and Crafts, with NAPI, Navajo Agricultural Products Industry, the Navajo Beef Program, and all of the cattle ranchers in the Nahat Azil chapter, NTUA, the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, NECA, Navajo Engineering and Construction Authority. Of course, we don't want to leave out KTNN and KWRK, and then also the Navajo Times. We work very closely with Navajo Nation Oil and Gas, with the Navajo Nation Department of Natural Resources, and then also some new projects with the Navajo Nation Department of Economic Development. We have two new exciting projects that we're working on that we'd like to take a few minutes and tell you about right now.
New Mexico, do non Arizona, because of a Bunelan Hill, yeah, Quinde, Bishil, Nishigi, ya a con, a way good, I don't let is in the honey, a way good, now who are some crap, I don't a way dark, a hot gill, I don't acudo, a ya at San Hanani, do oil and gas, I don't think could be a tea because I don't think could all Navajo Nation be enterprising, then you your aid, I guess you gave.
One of the strongest benefits that we have of being associated with Navajo Nation is, of course, the Navajo culture. Navajo Nation and the Navajo people are known internationally. The name Navajo is very often synonymous with Indian country all over America. We're very, very proud of being associated and owned and operated by the Navajo Nation, the Navajo people. And so every product, every new project that we're developing, we're making sure that it honors K'eh, Hojo, and all the principles of the Navajo Nation and the Diné people. Everything that we're doing with creating our new products, make sure that they honor the principles and the values of the Navajo Nation, make us proud and make us stand out from all the other tribes and all the other businesses out there that we're competing with. We're very pleased to share that we're introducing our new Navajo Fizz Soda Company. We'll be doing that this late August, early September, when we open our new Navajo Blue or Navajo Bluebird Travel Plaza. We're bottling four different sodas using all natural ingredients that are harvested from the Navajo Nation. For example, our roasted pinyon nut root beer, strawberries and cream, peaches and cream, and green thread Navajo tea. These are made with all natural ingredients and only contain 40 calories per bottle. We believe that the public and the Navajo people are going to enjoy these products, that they're outstanding quality, and they reflect very positively on the innovation and the ability of the Navajo Nation to expand and do new things when it comes to business. We're also expanding our Navajo beef program to include the Navajo Jerky and Sausage Company. We're going to be selling tamales, special breakfast sausages, and specialty jerkies, all utilizing Navajo beef and Native American beef that are grown right here on the Navajo Nation. Those are important partnerships for us as we continue to find new ways to create products that we can sell, and they benefit the other enterprises and the Navajo people as a whole.
Ado dig at Nahul, she had known she a total choshe. Adal negito a big ahulia, I don't equito. The Christians aren't ours a neshi betrach, do the aqua has neo, total choshe ilia. And sudden hayat a hit, our a con a ilia,
bini na nige ya eto o hyu abi wa bet khata jön go nagayat eto le sigi a e elia adu in da eti na bahu pi bet nige eto akades nas go jön go e ya e cho hi e do le adu akini ge ja da a ge khona le ba ho non da ni le da a hun she go eto ai ta kitades ni do le adu bin na shit e ya e khon han so shu be hi di so so be le gilin di le so به ایا اینی تقدیر نیت زن جنیه.
Our Navajo Blue Travel Plaza opens in late August of this year. It is infused with Navajo culture and tells the story of the Diné people. It will offer premium services, wonderful new products, and an open, fresh look that will stand out from all the other travel plazas along Interstate 40. We've also partnered with Priority 1 and Priority 2 Navajo businesses to construct this new facility. This is very, very important as we're keeping those jobs and those revenues on the Navajo Nation so we continue to work together and partner together. Our next project is a new hotel in the Shiprock chapter. We're very excited about this new project. This is going to be a Navajo-themed hotel that we're building in conjunction with the Navajo Nation leadership, Navajo Nation Department of Economic Development, and then, of course, the Shiprock chapter. In addition, we'll be building a new RV park at Twin Arrows, and much to the delight of our Navajo team members at our Fire Rock Navajo Nation Casino, we're going to be building a brand new, beautiful Fire Rock Navajo Casino in that location. We have some other projects and things that are in the works as well. And we believe that staying focused on growing revenues for the Navajo Nation, creating more jobs, promoting the culture and honoring the culture of the Navajo Nation and the Diné people in a way that is teachable, relatable, and understandable for the outside world, that it will connect them to the nation and invite them back to spend more time learning about the culture, meeting the Navajo people, and helping us increase economic development.
No, no, no. What's it? No, great. Kashi or just a Navajo Blue Travel Plaza. But yeah, a cut will be told this. No, great. You can see in Sabun that you have a 40 to a big request or your bansi case. Don't know. No, great. And yeah, I don't get a hold. Yeah, no, great. Not only Nasdaq. Ako e ad e han so ko shin e dan ji han de ni ge jo no ge ta ho zu da do e ben di ni sto e be chan na ni e ro le na 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 ge ta na ge na ji so an de na ge ta twin arrows da ni ta ad na ji mo so ka zu ani ge do na ge che de na li no de de lo da yo ji le e ro ba ka zu an do le ko en da ji do le so a do e de ku dan da bi ka o ko ta e ya e ho ji so le Adonanadik at them, Nigay Fire Rock, the Dotnan at the Queen was in Nanus Cape last on a by Yananil, Tito, Banit, Indo, Ail Neto, Ban C. Kesigit, by Yelt, his lady at a connecticut Naholes, a court, Anaso, Aya, A, was those Dustan alone, Jonago, A, Satin Nato, A, Dick at the Gatta Wheel Netsanila.
Mr. Parrish, as we move forward and with a lot of these projects, I know one of the exciting nuances of the Navajo Blue Travel Center was engaging a young population. Would you tell us a little bit more about this type of engagement?
Ms. Michelle, thank you for your question. As always, we're looking for team members, younger people that want to join the Navajo Nation gaming enterprise and create not only jobs but careers. So they have an opportunity to stay home, to stay on the Navajo Nation where they can celebrate their culture and be part of their family's everyday lives. We don't want to see Navajo Nation membership have to leave home in order to find work and find jobs outside the Navajo Nation. So this project is very, very important for us for doing that. We've staged over 6 job fairs in the last 6 weeks, and we have open positions at each one of our properties. Upper Fruitland chapter with Northern Edge, Shiprock chapter, Seticon Hogback chapter with Flowing Water, of course Church Rock with Fire Rock, and then also the loop chapter for the Twin Arrows Navajo Casino Resort.
Nagaya National Nights Kedida got Nagaya Blue Travel Plaza. The Nova Yanski Ea, a D Khalid A, a Sito, Naso Khalid A, Yat Eto, the Nebayat Eto, the Skid A, a Neta, the Genona is this kid. Nde Kudo Ea, a Hut A, a Ban, see case for Hunet Zato list, and then Lenigi Kun, Aloha, Kushin Lee, Inanishan, Kahit Akunho. Banagi in on the Solondo list, Adodaka and Naitaho, a Kungan, so we see the happy eta in on the sun, no Kung e, the Nayak, eight lado list, the no Eya e, Bajo, Zeta, Ibanash, Eya e Hans, or St. Job Fairs, no in on the Spoho, Ado, Benash Banans, and Nanigi, eight of Besaho Pinto, eight Ada, Daza, Benashuko Eya, eight and Nak, the Quisia, Huns and Dosa, eight Ada Yila, the no Eco Behado.
Mr. Parrish, would you also tell us about some of the grassroots public relations campaign that Navajo Nation will be engaging and moving forward, in addition to, I know there was a text message that did come in and asked about road construction on the Navajo Nation and how we work with our various communities within the Navajo Nation.
Thank you, Ms. Michelle. We always want to make sure that we're communicating with the Diné people as well as Navajo Nation leadership to make sure that we're partnered arm in arm with all of our projects and plans. Ultimately, everything that we're doing is to provide economic impact, jobs, and revenues for the Navajo people so that we can improve the quality of life for all of the Navajo Nation. We also need to make sure that we're sharing that information with the Navajo people, which is part of the reason that we appreciate the opportunity to come on KTNN today. The successes that this enterprise has achieved so far are shared successes. There is not one small group or one even large group that's responsible for all of it. It started a long time ago with Navajo Nation leadership and a vision and getting support from the communities, the chapters, the Navajo people, and then, of course, our team members are now in the Sheikh. So we're very, very proud that everybody has been able to come together and create the successes that this enterprise has enjoyed so far. Talking about safety and security, especially, and our roadway projects, we're very pleased and would like to offer our respects to the late Senator Pinto. He was very, very instrumental in helping us secure $2.1 million in funding for very important roadway projects from the state of New Mexico. Without his tireless efforts to assist us and the Diné people, we would not have received that funding. This funding is very important because for in the Upper Fruitland chapter next to the Northern Edge Navajo Casino, you have the intersections of New Mexico 371 and Navajo 36. There's been $1.8 million secured, with the assistance of Senator Pinto, to do construction, add roadway lighting and signal lights and turn lanes to improve the safety of everybody traveling up and down that roadway. In addition, another $1 million was secured for New Mexico 118, which is the frontage road along the front of Fire Rock Navajo Casino. Again, special thanks to Senator Pinto and several other senators and legislators, representatives from the state of New Mexico on that one.
Saho e bechana need edoli. Nahas twin lane de needs up kerosene. Senator John Pinto. To e ya ina kidabat asada the meal so peso. An so was she in Hachoyos de Akota Ebenin, a Ebenin, na eat aqui, doors a has argue hands, so was she e ya eat that tino, a teen or your underhunt, a gibinina. Del Titoli, no yahats, eight asagit, equido, public at the neat, eat only. Adobin Nasu, Ea, Han, so she, بیشیس نیل نشگی جو دیک ات به خود اینجا ایت آیت دان خود جس خالت کدین یال ایل اینگی دو نان به اون نشگی اکو اخت آئی به بانسی کیس جنو ای به خاتو تزیل.
As we've been talking about the successes of Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise and how important the gaming industry in Indian country has been so important, we want to share just a few important statistics with you that were developed by the National Bureau of Economic Research for the U.S. federal government. Beginning with the effects of casinos after at least 4 years of operations, the study found that positive changes created by the casinos increased the percentage of young adults returning back to their reservations, in fueling an 11.5% increase in population. So the youth of the Indian country returning back home as a result of the development of casinos so that they can work and live at home. The adult unemployment rate also increased by 26%, and there was a 14% decline in the number of working poor. So what the jobs and the gaming industry is doing is creating the opportunity for Indian country to again fulfill its vision for self-governance, self-determination, and economic interdependence.
So AIA open showcase what AIA did at I see Nishita at Latina, Logan, and the Hashan, the Nigi, did it, Najon, Stina, Hijapen, the own Hansok, Stina, Nish, Dieter Kane, the Nigi, those Kane, the Nigi, Gin Nash, Hansok, Shinsa, Nas, Kegwood, at all for you, Ado Banan, so Baholo, Ado Banash, Aya, A Hansok, Shin, the Quigoshin, a cave when the Uncle Do, Nanash Hans, Sharpest, as the Azabe has only been Egi, Bess, as Hana, Nello. So then, the best, our AIA dig at not at Lala, such a no con AIA, Bahanazo.
Gaming has been part of nearly every human culture and civilization since the recorded history of man began. For Navajo Nation, Keshje, the shoe game, is part of that culture for the Navajo Nation. Na'ajosh gaming going forward, we believe, will continue to be a very important part of the economic development plans for the Navajo Nation. Our enterprise is very strong. We're blessed with a wonderful team. And the Navajo Nation, as our owner and our lender, is providing the support and the vision and the direction that we need to be able to move the organization forward. We have some wonderful goals and objectives and projects that we're working on. We're looking to accelerate our rate of development and make sure that we do our part in working with our sister enterprises to continue to improve the quality of life for the Navajo people.
Nikits for the Zendoni Gral, I tap as a key no jay and Halden, no Ebahazo, the Pedic Adea, a Kenil Jason, not a Jones. Ado ask it, Nagade, Nane, as a heat nas Nalen, a co edic at Hans, or she naso ben Sarkis or Ea, at Ego Beilnish, Ado Ego Ea, Bessuginil, Edo Ea, Nikitigi, or IBC, Ben Seekis only, just no Ea, a con ebe.
So, Mr. Parrish, just last week at the start of the 24th Navajo Nation Council's summer session, we presented a check for $5 million to the Navajo Nation. And just to be clear on why we do this, I know that we are regulated, highly regulated, and we are told how these distributions are to be given back to our Navajo Nation. Would you expound a little bit more on that?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. The gaming industry is very, very heavily regulated. At the national level, we have the National Indian Gaming Commission, and any plans that any gaming tribe has for distributing monies to their membership that come from the casinos have to be controlled through one of two different plans. If a tribe offers what's called per capita payments, then what's required is called a revenue allocation plan. For the Navajo Nation, Navajo is the single largest federally recognized Native American nation in America. Over, my understanding is 340,000 members. So monies for per capita would not be nearly as productive as monies that would go back for economic development and creating jobs. In those situations, for tribes that are in a similar predicament as the Navajo Nation, you'll have what's called a gaming distribution fund, which is what the Navajo leadership has put in place. And again, because Navajo is so large with over 110 chapters, there's lots of different economic projects and development opportunities out there. So the monies that we're contributing are controlled and approved by the Navajo Nation, but also in accordance with the Gaming Distribution Fund plan that's approved by the National Indian Gaming Commission. In addition to that, there are multiple layers of regulatory oversight. The National Indian Gaming Commission has their own regulatory group that's out in the field in all of the states. Of course, there's the Navajo Nation Gaming Regulatory Office, and then the states of New Mexico and Arizona also have their own gaming control boards. The Navajo Nation works very closely with each of those entities to ensure that we operate our Navajo Nation gaming enterprise to the highest standards of performance, ethics, and transparency.
Navajo Nation, di kudo nihi Washington, so anigi beso bihi nel. Halit a iya e chuidos in tibes anik a chuidos nidos di gi e hasho benchis kozne, you know, kudo benai jeskit. Jonde kudo tan has kui no e chuti de eya e Navajo Nation came in regulatory. No si hi yin nel, nugeet asaduna kitas di beso nenigi nugee. Per capita, it's no aid assad necessary, which not easy out a yet get at the acquaintance. It's a hot, our equado bears on it, senelegidi, could do a distribution fund. It's no crazy la. To a could do a yenad, Nishigate Navajo Nation. A co, Arjunas, Nishigate, could do them, New Mexico, your toha hotzo. Ado in the Equator Host of Ahoot, Zogi, Arizona, because in as Nishigate Sahoot, Echo, E. Argeshi, the Nebans, Lado, E. The Nebbebez, only E. Argenello, no E. Yahat, Z, now quite an idea kitten.
In addition to all of these regulatory requirements, Mr. Parrish, can you tell our Navajo KTNN listenership about some of our state regulatory requirements as it relates to revenues?
Absolutely. When the federal government approved and passed and President Reagan signed the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, he gave the legislation gave the authority to the tribes to work in partnership with their home states to be able to create a Native American gaming industry that would benefit not only Indian country but their home states. That was very, very important because it helps create economic interdependence, everybody working together. And I like to use the phrase, it's the rising tide raises all boats. Not only just one group benefits, but everybody benefits. Like to share, as a result of these partnerships, how these benefits are spread across a number of different groups. Not just the gaming enterprise. So the work that the gaming enterprise is doing also benefits the communities in the surrounding areas. Not only do we create what we call direct jobs, which would be the number of team members, now Nishek, that we have on staff, which is presently approximately 1,200, but we also create indirect jobs. And those indirect jobs are what we would call downstream. So there's other businesses that we purchase supplies and operating equipment from. And those businesses, because we're purchasing specialty goods and services from them, that creates another layer of jobs that we don't include as part of our full-time employee base. But definitely monies that are being generated by our enterprise are supporting these other businesses. In addition to that, you have what's called induced benefits. And that means that the monies that everybody is generating in these jobs, their salaries, they spend those monies in other areas as well. Grocery stores, purchasing cars, sending their children to school, purchasing clothing, and lots of different things like that. So when you put all of this together, it's a much broader and healthy economic network that everybody benefits from.
Nogede bin Israel ketidet alet a ya edit bez an edal ne giben ne shugi kish ekhit a nal ne nona Israel ki o ta ne hot nogede kuina khidan shin has we Reagan das ta ta jo ita e bez an hatat liya nogede khaya hat hu to je a donan e ya e bitsi ji khadas a je Ekon eet at ahan sokushin yek eet ladoli. Ado indita eet ye tenadin soli. Ye eetik at nanneste eet yek eet zabedikest tenadin. Po nidi ekon ya chohana. Ekuishin es at ao e beta inni shiden dahanni. Do nanat nannes nal yehet eet yek eet. Sadara akut enadon. Olzino ko di ebe onnes. Ye eetik at aeta e adbeti nil ezo sato be yilnes.
In talking about the bigger picture a little bit, the economic impact of the gaming industry for both commercial gaming and Native American gaming, the effects on the U.S. economy are tremendously positive. There's over $261 billion in economic output generated by this industry. There's also over 1.8 million jobs with over $74 billion in income, wages, benefits that are being provided to those employees and their families. In addition, the industry has paid over $41 billion in federal, state, and local taxes, including $10.7 billion in gaming taxes. Those statistics are just from the year 2017 alone. So, as we look at gaming and the gaming industry, it started in 1947 in Las Vegas. It spread later on in the 70s to Atlantic City. And then, of course, with the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, it began to emerge and grow in Indian country starting in 1988. The partnerships and the benefits of this industry and how it's helping to move the U.S. economy, Native American economies forward, cannot be disputed.
Nagaya then to the Ranugo Nal Kaudi between Lenigi Nakitoba Huntinum at Asa the male so then Hagi billion to add who we are. Adonai was a Asadaba as a B million nana nana because a it was a thing about D. The male sohnana, aro tez dinda ba'an, asa'ata the male sohkwan, tzada nge nez nara ba'an, tzada the male sohbukwi, nao inal ta'abasan degi, abizandugo. Akwa nae la eya eya da teilwa, nge chwit katna, na azion sohbis khaz, aro nge Las Vegas, aro nge Atlanta City, bilakana nalo, kunza ho e, aita ye deitje, akwa, khajol on, hikudo eya ebi katnit on e,
We also want to share with our listenership for KTNN, KWRK, that our philosophy and the direction that we've been given by our board and leadership is to make sure that we're not bringing Las Vegas or Atlantic City style gaming to the Navajo Nation. We are adapting gaming to the needs and the wants and the values of the Navajo Nation. So the gaming enterprise is owned and operated by Navajo, and it's operated in, in accordance with the values of the Navajo Nation. This philosophy is very, very important and very, very different. This means that our first priority is about our team members, our communities, looking out for one another. Together we progress, and conducting ourselves as Nat'anis in a way that honors Keh, Hojo, and all the principles of Navajo. As we do these things, it strengthens us as a team. We work together to sort through the challenges that face us, and it helps us move the organization forward.
Atlanta City, it's not a careful lag. So a thought are a present given in a can sourcing a short only. The Nabayat et only, so in the eight, like a team member, but he needs hot only. We get open a card, you cannot art and zinigi, beggy deal, so to be in it hot only. Hojon, was a gaggy to a large benzak his. Ado, keto, but he needs hot only.
Mr. Parrish, last week I think there was some discussion about the possibility of maybe engaging in smoke-free environment at any of our four casino operations. Can you tell us what kind of impact that would have on our gaming industry?
Thank you, Ms. Michelle. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. First of all, as the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise, one of our first and foremost responsibilities is always to make sure that we're being socially respectful and responsible to the Navajo people, and also to the people that are our guests that come to our casinos. As such, we want to make sure that we provide safe, healthy environments, excellent quality service and products, so that when people come to spend their time with us, they feel that they're being welcomed just like they would be into the Diné people's homes. We believe that this approach is very, very important for us. With our buildings and our facilities, we have purchased the highest quality air handling and ventilation systems that are available. These are special systems that we dedicate a large staff to maintain all the time. We have outside technology firms that come in and recalibrate and make sure that these systems are operating at peak performance. And then in addition to that, we also have environmental science companies that come out and test the quality of air that's being filtered through these systems. And then those environmental sciences companies take that data and send it to another independent lab. And the lab actually tests the air samples and things that are taken. These steps are very, very important to us.